We are learning Masechet Yoma Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are beginning four lines from the top. Ve'ima Atzeres. The Gemara brought down a pasuk at the end of the parasha of Aluim, where the pasuk says, "Kasha also ve'ima Hazeh Tziva Hashem Lasis Zechap Aleichem." And the Gemara learned from that pasuk that would be marbe from Tzivo Lasis would be marbe Para Aduma. And from Lechape we be Marba Kapara, which is Yom Kippurim, that both those things also need priestess Shivas Yom before the day they do the Avodah, before the Malum, you need 7 days. So also for Yom Kippur, before Parah Aduma, you need 7 days pre-show. Be exerted as a cost, you need pre-show 7 days. And the Gemara Kasha, how do you know Lechape means Yom Kippur? Maybe it means other Yom Tovim. And the Gemara had different truths of why it can't mean other Yom Tovim, because they're 7 days long, or because they're not Kavua. But now the Gemara is going to different Yom Tovim that are one day, and that's Shver. So Mara's question is, Ve'ima Atzeres, maybe we're learning it from Lechaper, that not only Yom Kippur, but Atzeres also, Shavuos also needs Prisha 7 days before. It's one day of the year. One day a year is Atzeres. So 7 days before Atzeres, you have to be Parish. Ve'ima Atzeres, the Prisha Shavuos Yom Echadu. It's Prisha of 7 days for one day. It's only one day of Shavuos. Amra Baba, Donim Par Echad Vayel Echad, Par Echad Vayel Echad. We're learning, the Kapara always means the carbon. In Parish because of Kapara, which is the carbon. So we're done in Parecha Vayalecha, Parecha Vayalecha, Lefuket Tzeres, Shnei Ilim Ninu. So we'll explain this outside a little bit. On Yom Kippur, there are really at least two Eilim, maybe three Eilim, I will see. The Musaf on Yom Kippur is a Par Ben Baka Echad, Ayil Echad, and seven Kvasim. That is the Musaf on Yom Kippur. So it's Par Echad and Ayil Echad. By Meluim, it said on the day that the Mishkan was opened, Vayomer l'Aharon, Hashem says, or Moshe says, Kach l'cha egel ben baka l'cha, that's v'ayil o'ilah. Egel is a young par. So there's a dim par and an ayil by the Meluim, which was actually Aaron's own koyim. So in Kippur, there's a dim par v'ayil for Musaf. And there's a dim par v'ayil by Meluim. So you learn one after another, v'afukei atzeres, where together with the shtei alechem, they brought seven kvasim, a par and two elim. So this is two elim, so we don't learn out from Meluim. Now, besides for the par echad vayel echad for Musaf on Yom Kippur, they also, the Aaron himself also brought a par and an ayil. It says, v'zoyis yovei Aaron al-kares, v'par v'bokka l'chatas vayel oila. And for some reason, Rashi learns that when it says par echad vayel echad, v'par echad vayel echad, doesn't mean that carbon of Aaron himself. It means over here, the Avodas Musaf. And that's what's mentioned in the Gemara later on. And we'll see later on, the Gemara might change this idea. But Kapodim was saying like this,
what? Where are the two Eilim Shavuos?
Together with the Shtei HaLechem, which is one of the Kabbalahs, it's seven Kvasim, a par, and two Eilim. Not Musaf.
Instead of one,
not
Musaf. You brought two Eilim.
For two Eilim, yeah. That's the difference in the Gemara. The one's par Echad Vayelech, one's par Echad Vishnei Eilim. That's what it is. Even though one's a Musaf and one's for that, we'll see that in a second. But Kapodim, here is par echad vayalechad, par echad vayalechad, not a terrace, that's two elim. What?
There's no island in Kippur to Kumanova.
So that's the Gemara's next kasha. Let's see the Gemara's kasha. Hanicha, there really technically could be three elim, but let's see the Gemara's kasha. Hanicha lamandi amma yeim ekpur vayalechadu. It's really machloikis. There is definitely altogether two elim, but the other par echad vayalechad is to the Aaron himself. But the Gemara's asking a different ayil. Hanicha lamandi amma. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't make that's a good point, but the Gemara doesn't make that point right now. That it was different, that even though there was a chaz, that one's oila. But the Gemara doesn't make that differentiation yet. So talking about Hanich Lamandi Yom Yom Kippurim Ayel Echad. This is good for Mandi Mahol Yom Kippur is Ayel Echad, which means for the Musaf Pashas. El Lamandi Yom Shnei Elim Ninu, but Lamandi Yom Holds that on Yom Kippur bring two Elim, Mayik Lameimar. Now what are you talking about? Where are the two Elim? How can it be Machloikis how many Elim they bring on Yom Kippur? Look at the Pashas. The Gemara explains to Machloikis. This is the title to the Braisa. Rebbe Oimer. Ayil echad, who are amar kan, who amar chumash pekudim. Chumash pekudim is safer by midbar, which is parashas Pinchas says the musaf. There it says that for the musaf you bring par echad and ayil echad and seven kvasim. There's another pasuk that says by Yom Kippur me'esa das bnei Yisrael yich shnei seirizim lechatos va'ayil echad oila. So that ayil echad oila, is that a musaf or is that something else? So it's a machlokes. Rebbe says. Ayil echad hu amakan, the ayil that says that when eis adas b'nei Yisrael to bring two seirizim and chatos va'ayil echad oila, that is the same thing as chumash avakudim. It's the same one. It's not two elim. It's one ayil. Rav Eliezer, Rav Shimon Amar shnei elim heim. It's two elim. There are two shnei elim heim. There's two elim. Echad amakan v'chumash avakudim. One by the musaf and one for what we call Chayvus Hayoyim, one for Yom Kippur. And like we spoke before, technically there's really three Elim, because Bezois Yovaya Aray, now like Kodesh Parambok of Achaz Vailoyla, he also brought his own. We're not counting his own karma right now. So the Gemara's kasha is that Lefi, Rabbi Lezer of Shimon, it's also two Elim. We're saying that we learn Yom Kippur from Eluim. Why? Because they're both par echad vayal echad. But Atzeres, which is Shavuos, is shnei elim. It's not true. Yom Kippur is also shnei elim. One pasuk of Eisad Asim Reisoy Chshnei Si Izim Lachatas va'ayil echad oyla. And another one that it's by Musaf. The Musaf says par echad and ayil echad and Shavuos Kosim. So it's two also there. So it's the same thing like Atzeres. And for the Gemara, no, it's not shver. I feel the Tevrel of Shimon, who says he bring two Elim, Hasam, on Yom Kippur, Chad L'Chayvus Hayayim, one is V'Chayvus Hayayim, that's they brought for Yom Kippur, V'Chad L'Musafim, one is for a Musaf, one is for the Musaf, the two different things. Look at Atzeres, the V'Chayvus Hayayim, but Atzeres, they're both V'Chayvus Hayayim, they both came Shtei Lechem, both Kuzer Yontif. Now, what does it mean, something is a Musaf V'Chayvus Hayayim? What's the difference? They're both extra Kavanas. What defines something as a Musaf, and what defines something as Chayvus Hayayim? Yeah, but what defines it as a Musaf? Saying, you have more Musaf on Yom Tov. Musaf all the time, only on special days, Shabbos or Shchedesh. So yeah, so here's a Musaf.
You're not going to go start separating them out for every other day.
Every Musaf is different. Every Musaf is different. So why can't this be called a Musaf also? The ones you brought on Yom Kippur, also a Musaf. What makes it a Musaf now? So Rashi says that when it comes to a Musaf, every time it says Musaf, it says Melvad Oilas HaBoker. That's what it says in the pasuk. So what's the lamdas? The lamdas is, musaf is extra tamidim. That's what it is. And that's the definition of a musaf is, it's extra tamid. A chayvus hayoyim comes for the yontif. It's not an extra tamid. I'll never say in the parasha of chayvus hayoyim, milvad oyel zabaykar, besides oyel zabaykar. It's nothing to do with the oyel zabaykar. It's nothing to do with the tamid. And to bring it at the point even more is, we know we daven musaf on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or on Yontif, we only mention the Gevuras of Musaf. But on Yontif, let's say on Shavuos, we don't mention in the davening the pasuk of Shtei Alechem with the Shivas Kvasim, and we don't mention those pasuk. Why not? Teretz is because the davening were Niskan Keneged the Tamidim. So Musaf, which is an extra Tamid that we mention, Masha Inkin, the other Gevuras of Shavuos, we don't mention. That's the lamdas of this Gemara's Teretz is that Chad Chavis Yom Chad Musafim. That's how Rashi learns without Olas Habayikah with extra array that we added on to Rashi. That's how Rashi learns. The Tosfos Shalom learns a little different. What's the difference between Chavis Hayoyim and Musaf? He says one comes before a Chatos, one comes after the Chatos, one's a Doiron, one's a more like a present, a Ritzui. Look at the bottom Tosfos Shalom, it's a little more complicated that Pshat. But we said Rashi's Pshat that it's a big Yisoy, that Musaf is extra Tom. Akaponim, just to recap the Gemara we learned, the Gemara had a kasha, maybe it's Shavuos. The Gemara says, no, Shavuos is two Elim, therefore it's not comparable to Meluim. Yom Kippur has two Elim also. No, by the Kippur, two Elim, one's Chayvus Hayoyim, one's Musaf, and there it's both Chayvus Hayoyim. Great, the Gemara kasha, we have another Yontif, take care. We're in through Yontif, went through Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres. So we're missing one more Yontif, Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ema, Rosh Hashanah. The Prishas, Shival Yom Echadu. Maybe Rosh Hashanah needs Prisha. It's also seven day Prisha for one day Yontif. Amar Avavo. Done. And now we're going to change the Pshat. According to Rashi, Rashi doesn't speak it out, but Tosfos Rosh speaks it out according to Rashi. We're going to change the limud of Yom Kippur from Eluim. Done in Parv Ayal Shaloi, in Parv Ayal Shaloi. By Yom Kippur, we are learning out the carbon of Aaron himself. From the parva isle of Aaron himself by Meluim. Parva isle shloim, parva shloim, lafuki at seres, that's why he speaks at Shavuos again, we have to say new tarets for Shavuos because we're changing Limon now. Lafuki at seres Rosh Hashanah, the tzibur ninu. Masha'inke and at seres Rosh Hashanah, they're both kabonis tzibur. They're both common tzibur. The ilim by at seres and the kabonis Rosh Hashanah. Or only have kabbalas tzibur. There's no private kabbalas of Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres. Mashenki in Meluim and Yom Kippur, the only two places that have private kabbalas. So there, that's the limud. The parva isle of Yom Kippur from the parva isle of Meluim, which are both private Aharon kabbalas, and therefore that's where the limud is. Lafuke Atzeres Rosh Hashanah do not have private kabbalas. Zakti Gemara, honi chalamandi yama. That's good if you learn. So now the pasuk says by Now, who told you that means Aaron's private money, private carbon? Because you learn kach l'cha means mishalcha. So only the man that learns kach l'cha mishalcha. And the pasuk by chatzoisros that it says in parashas b'haloischa, say l'cha shtei chatzoisros kesef. The l'cha means yours mishalcha. He always teaches l'cha means for his own money. Elamandi Yama Shaltzibur, Ma'ik Lemeimar, but Elamandi Yama holds that Lecha still means Mishaltzibur. What are you going to say? We're going to show you now in the following brayos of Machlokes if Kach Lecha means your own or from the Tzibur. So I was asking, if you say Kach Lecha means your own, I understand. There's a limud par of Ayel Echad by Yom Kippur, which is yours, from Malum, which is yours. But if you learn that there's no yours, Kach Lecha isn't yours, what's the limud? What's the Hakki Alfuka Atzeres Rosh Hashanah? The Tanya learned in the Brisa. Where's the Machlokes of Kach Lecha? The Tanya learned in the Brisa. The pasuk Kach Lecha means Mishalcha. Whenever it says Kach Lecha, it says all places also Kach Lecha. Whenever it says Kach Lecha means Mishalcha. Vaseh Lecha, Mishalcha means your own. Veyichwe Lecha, when it says Lashem, Veyichwe Lecha, Shem Zayi Zach, that means Mishal Tziva. The Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua is good, Argma is good for Rabbi Yeshua because Kach Lecha means your own. Rabbi Yonison argues. Rabbi Yonison Omar, Bein Kach Lecha, Bein vayikhu elecha, they're the same. Mishal tzibur. It means to bring from Mishal tzibur. Why does the pasuk sometimes change the lashon and say lecha? It's just to show us a lesson. Matam lo kach lecha, kavayochel mishal lecha, and he writes a yosef mishal lehem. Rashi is two pshatim in this. We'll tie to one pshat first. Which means, it's hard to say this, but kavayochel Hashem is saying that I want your carbon aron and not the tzibur. I'm not happy with the tzibur. They did the egel, I'm not happy with them. I want your carbon. That's what it means. Kach lecha means take for yourself. It reminds us of Avada, you can't say this in Chav Shalom. Kava Yochel, Kielu was saying, I'd rather have your carbon. That's one Pshat Rashi. The other Pshat Rashi is, Kava Yochel doesn't mean like you can't say. Kava Yochel just means that Hashem is saying, if we're possible to bring a carbon Yochel for the tzibur, I would tell you to bring it for yourself because I like them better. That's just the two Pshat Rashi was what Kava Yochel means exactly. But either way, Rabbi Yonason, Kach lecha means to bring from the tzibur. So Hashem is saying, I don't want the tzibur's Kabbalahs right now, I want your Kabbalahs. Abachanan Omar, which is the same idea, like Rav Yonison, is the same sheet as Rav Yonison, he says a different psukim, which are stira, he says the same idea. Abachanan Omar Shem Rav Eliezer, it says, Kosvecha Omar, it says about the Oroin, which housed the Luchos, it says, Vasisalacha Oroin 8, it says, Psalacha Siluchos Avonim, Vasilacha Oroin 8, Lacha, it says. And the other pasuk says, Vasu, Kosvecha Omar, Vasu Oroin 8, it sounds like the Tzibur. So he answers the same idea. Okay, so they're both from the tzibur. Kam bezman shishol oisim return shalmakim. Kam bezman shein oisim return shalmakim. That when Klai says unrotzim shalmakim, then it says va'asu. I like the tzibur. But when they're not doing it, it says va'asu va'sisa lecha aroinets. So the Gemara's kasha is that this that we said, the answer at Tzeres Rosh Hashanah is that by Yom Kippur it's a private carbon and by Malum it's a private carbon, therefore we need Prisha. Mashaykin at Tzeres and Rosh Hashanah don't have a private carbon, but the Gemara is asking, that thing about a private carbon is only according to Rabbi Yoshia. But according to Rabbi Yonason, Kach Lecha Egel V'Baka L'Chatas means it's from the Tzibur. So then where's your private carbon? And for the Gemara like this, Ad Kan Loi Pligi, they are arguing Takava Kach Lecha, what it means, but that means regular Kach Lecha. I'm going to show by Meluim and Yom Kippur, it's for sure his own carbon. We'll prove it from the Pesukim. So Ad Kan Loi Pligi, because we're in Yosin of Yeshia, what Kach Lecha means, Ela V'Kicha Yisda'amma, where it says Kach Lecha other places in the Torah. V'Asiyas Ba'amma, and other places that say Lecha. Kichos the Alma is where? By Kach Lecha Sam. It says by the Ketoris, it says, by Yom HaShem al Moshe, some people say this every day, by Yom HaShem al Moshe, Kach Lecha Samim Notof Ushchelos V'chelvano. It says Kach Lecha. So there it means, there's Machlaikis, it means his own, or from a tzibur. And what's the Asiyas the Alma is Asay Lecha Shtecha Shashis Kesef, that's where it's Machlaikis. Aval Hanoch, but the ones by Meluim and Yom Kippur, everyone agrees, Perushika Mafarash Shlachu, it's mefurish in the psukim that it means Aaron HaKohen's own carbon. What's the raya? B'meluim mechti. By meluim it says like this. Ksiv, v'bnei Yisrael t'daber leimor. It says, Klai Yisrael, bring a carbon. What do you bring? Kechus si'ir izim l'chatos. It says, bring a si'ir izim l'chatos. V'egel v'cheves b'nei shonah t'mim l'oila. That's what it says in the pasuk. And the pasuk right before that says, v'yoymer Hashem al Aaron, kach l'cha egel v'mbaka l'chatos. So, lomeli, which Rashi means, the Shani Krabi Debura. At first, it said at one for the tzibur, it says, Meis Das Bereis Shal Yikach. Then it says, Kach Lecha. So, right there in the pasuk is klar that That's different. So when Yisrael davar leim kechuzi yirizim mechatas, then it says kach lecha egel ben mechatas. It's changing the lashon. One says kechuzi yirizim, one says kach lecha. Shema mina kach lecha mishal lechahu. There it's a kuli yam because the pasuk changed the lashon. And by Yom Kippur as well. By Yom Kippur mechdi ksiv bezois yava yaren al kares beparam baka lechatas. And that maybe means from the tzibur. This is meisa das bnei Yisrael yikach shnei siir yirizim lechatas. And the next passage says, "Hikir is parachatas asher loy." Why does it say that? Asher loy. We know. What's asher loy? Lonely. Shema mina hay loy mishal loyhu. So the Gemara's teretz is that even though we have machlekes, a usual kach lecho, what it means? Does it mean yours? Does it mean tzibur? We have machlekes. But here, lekuli alma, it means Aaron Akoyan's own carving. My meluim, because it changes the lashon from kechu to kach lecho, and by Yom Kippur, it's more for us. It's parachatas asher loy. Teaching us has to be your own. Therefore, we have a teres of the kasha. Why do you have preacher by a teres Rosh Hashanah? There is no own private carbon. We only learn Yom Kippur from a loom, which are private carbonas, but you ain't got a teres Rosh Hashanah, which are not private carbonas.